We started really kind of back in 2011 when I was doing the newsletter for the Clare House, and we learned about the need in the community. So we kind of did some small collections, and the supplies all went to the Clare House. And then when Tina closed the Clare House, we decided to keep it going so that we could help the women in the community. So really for 4 years, we've been calling ourselves Project Love the Ladies and using Facebook to get the word out.
Why that name?
Why that name? Well, because we love the ladies. You know, I'm kind of passionate about supporting women, and so are my daughters. And so it just kind of fit.
Alex, how big is the need?
It's a very big need. Not a lot of people know that you can't actually buy feminine hygiene products with food stamps. So a lot of shelters and places in the area are always running low. And so when Mom found out about the need, we decided we were going to try to help fill that in any way we could.
How do you distribute them?
Well, once we've collected all of them, then we do three piles. And one pile goes to the Neville House, one pile goes to the Home Sweet Home Mission, and one pile goes to the St. Vincent de Paul Food Pantry.
Who buys and then donates these things? What are they like?
All of our Facebook friends, so thank you to all of those people out there. And then we also have been getting the word out through the Catholic Church bulletins as well. We have a GoFundMe page on our Project Love the Ladies Facebook page, and so not only women are contributing, but men are as well.
How much are you collecting over the years?
Last year, we collected over 6,000 feminine pads and over 3,000 tampons, and then an assortment of other feminine hygiene-type products. At our first collection a couple of weeks ago, we took in over 1,000 pads and other assorted items as well. We've taken in quite a bit of money on our GoFundMe page, which at the end of our collections, we take all of that money, 100% of it minus the GoFundMe fee, and we go and buy feminine hygiene products as cheaply as we can here in town.
How much does that usually turn out to be?
Well, last year, Alex, I want to say, did we have close to $500 that we took with us to Walmart?
And that sounds about right. But yeah. I think we've already more than exceeded that goal just within the first week.
Yes.
What's the buying power? What does $500 get you in feminine hygiene products?
I mean, it got us a couple of carts. That's a fun shopping spree. we ended up with probably two or three. I remember my sisters and Mom and I went and just tried to find what we could get the most items of. And I think we had probably three full carts full of pads, tampons, tried to get a good assortment of things.
When you roll up to the checkout counter with that volume of purchase of one specific area of goods, what's the reaction?
That's interesting because so obviously they know that there's a reason we're purchasing that stuff, and it gives us the opportunity to talk about what we're doing. But it's interesting too. I think there's also that weird stigma about purchasing feminine hygiene products and anything that goes along with that. So again, it gives us the opportunity to have a conversation with someone that this is a genuine need. This is something that women need biologically, and we're trying to help take care of that.
Sure. Rightly or wrongly, comedy routines have been written about guys in stores,
you exactly. know,
being sent out to make such purchases. Why is this an area that isn't getting recognition or support in the law for inexpensive rates for what is a basic necessity?
We were actually wondering that, why that is something that's written out of what you can purchase with food stamps or help programs like that. We don't actually know. I think it's maybe an uncomfortable conversation for people to have. Not a lot of our lawmakers have to worry about this kind of thing. And so maybe it's just not something that they're comfortable approaching.
Nancy, you got a thought?
If you think about medical research as well, most research is geared toward men and women are kind of forgotten. And I think in a lot of ways, this is just a continuation of that kind of thinking that we're trying to change. You know, it's equally important to pay attention to the needs of women as it is to the needs of men.
Is there any sign of change on the state level?
In August of last year, our state did pass a law that effective January 1st, they were going to remove sales tax on feminine hygiene products, which is definitely a step in the right direction.
How fast do the goods that you distribute to Neville House and the other places you mentioned get used?
So we don't actually get to see that part directly, especially with the Neville House. We have to meet them in a specified location for the privacy and safety of the women there. But from what we understand, when we were working with the Clare House, that's something that's handed out almost immediately, again, because that's something they get very rarely.
But it's a continuous need. Anytime we have donated, if we do it ourselves throughout the year, they mentioned that this is such a high need that women are always asking for these products and they just are not always available to give to them.
Where can people give if they're so minded?
Well, definitely this weekend at the Coffee House from 12 to 2, we'll be there. If they want to go onto our Project Love the Ladies Facebook page, they can access our GoFundMe link there. There are 3 drop-off boxes around town, one's at Holy Trinity Church, one's at Epiphany, and one's at St. Pat's of Myrna. If they want to contact any of us, we'd be glad to come and pick them up from them. So those would be some ways they could contribute. We do have another drop-off coming up April 1st as well, so there will be another opportunity.
Can you tell us a couple instances of how this has impacted women?
So if you think about it, if you're maybe a mother with children and you are on food stamps or whatever, and you're out there trying to find a job, okay, maybe you get a job interview, but it happens to fall at the wrong time of the month and you don't have supplies. What are you going to do? You're going to cancel that job interview because you're not going to be comfortable or confident to go to that interview. Or what if you're a mother whose daughter has just gotten her first period? It should be a time of excitement and celebration, but you can't send that child to school if she doesn't have feminine hygiene supplies. She's not going to get up in front of her class and give a speech if she doesn't have the correct things she needs to be confident in that situation.
Have you ever run numbers on the number of women in poverty in the community who likely could benefit from this?
We have not.
No. Yeah.
The poverty rate in McLean County is about 15%.
Okay.
About half that's children, so we're at 7%-ish. About half that would be women, mm-hmm. right? Just at a, by guess and by golly, kind of thing. So we are at 3.5 to 4% of the population. And 3.5 to 4% of Bloomington Normal is, we're what, 120,000 metro area? So 4,000 people.
Well, I'm a firm believer in, you know, I can't help everybody in the world, but I can help somebody, and I can start in my own community. And so that's really one of the reasons I wanted to start something like this, was at least we're helping somebody, and we're getting it started, and we're providing awareness, and maybe what we do, somebody else hears about, and they start it in their community, and it spreads, and it helps a lot more people just because we started here in Bloomington Normal.